Speaker is David Dyer, also from Auburn University, and he will be speaking on yield loss to cotton cultivars due to reniform and root knot nematodes and the added benefit of LM Total.
So, hello again from Auburn University, one of Dr. Lawrence's army that we have here for this meeting. And as she said, I'll be talking about how different cotton cultivars performed in nematode-infested soils, root knot and reniform, versus how they performed in non-infested soils, and what was the benefit that we saw with adding a nematicide, which in this case was Vellum Total. So just general background on the nematodes in cotton. I won't go too much into this since several people have already talked about nematodes, but in general, we saw about, in 2016, a 4.3% U.S. cotton crop loss to nematodes in general, estimated to be about 670,000 bales of cotton, about $250 million. Of that, the two nematodes I'm going to focus on first, reniform, was responsible for about 1.43% of that crop loss, estimated out to be about $77 million. And the root knot nematode had a larger impact, about a little over a 2% decrease in the United States crop production and about $155 million worth of damage that was caused by that nematode. So the reniform nematode, Rhodolincus reniformus, it's widespread throughout the southeast and some of the mid-south cotton-growing regions of the United States. And much of that is found in the heavier type soils, such as in North Alabama, the heavy clay soils that we have. And you can see from the pictures that we have over here, this bottom picture indicates a vermiform life stage of that reniform nematode. And the top picture here shows a adult female nematode that has embedded itself into a cotton root and has begun to feed. The root knot nematode, more specifically the southern root knot nematode, Melodigyne incognita, it's widespread throughout much of the cotton growing regions. And as opposed to the reniform nematode, this one prefers the sandier type soils. We found this a lot in our southern counties in Alabama. Again, a second stage juvenile nematode shown here on the bottom. Top picture shows, as you're all familiar, the common galling on the roots that are caused by these root knot nematodes. Inside each gall, at least one to multiple nematodes will be contained feeding and laying eggs. So the experimental design of what we did during this experiment, it was conducted at two locations, one location containing the reniform nematode, one location in South Alabama containing the root knot nematode. So the reniform testing was conducted in this county in North Alabama at the Tennessee Valley Research and Extension Center. And down in South Alabama where we had the sandier type soils was where the root knot testing was conducted around the Fairhope area in the Gulf Coast Research and Extension Center of Auburn University. All the tests at both locations, they were placed in a nematode-infested field, either root knot or reniform, and an adjacent field that did not have the nematode. They were arranged in a randomized complete block design with five replications, and the plots all consisted of four rows of each variety. The left two rows in each plot did not have any nematicide added. It was just the seed with the standard seed treatment that came from the company, fungicide, insecticide type of seed treatment. The right two rows contain the same seed, but with an in-furrow spray of Vellum Total applied at the time of planting at a rate of 14 ounces per acre. And you can see in the picture here the difference. This was taken about 45 days after planting, and you can see the growth difference already that was added by that Vellum Total treatment. So we'll start off talking about the reniform nematode testing that we did. I have the 10 cultivars that were tested here. We had three from Delta Pine, four from Phytogen, two of them were Stoneville, and one was a cropland variety. And as I said, these were planted in a nematode-infested field, which you can see indicated by this arrow. And back in the back was this field is where we had our non-infested field where the reniform nematode has not been detected. And again, these were done in the heavier clay soils up in the North Alabama location. Nematode populations were determined by removing four plants from each plot 44 days after planting. Nematode eggs were extracted and counted at that time. The statistics for all of this were done in SAS using the proxclimics. LS means were compared using the Tukey's Cramer's method at a significance level of 0.1. Let's start off by looking at the reniform populations between where the vellum total was applied and where it was just the cotton seeds that were planted. We see a significant reduction here of the number of nematodes, as would be expected. This amounted to about a 93% reduction in the number of nematode eggs per gram of root that were seen. Looking between the varieties that were planted, we did not see any significant increase or decrease of the number of nematode eggs that were found during the study. We'll look now at some of the yield that we extracted or took off of this study. These blue bars here indicate the cotton yield that came out of the field that was not infested with the reniform nematode, and these had no application of the nematicide on these plots. Looking here on the orange bars, we can see, again, in the non-nematode infested field, when the vellum total was applied, and we see that across the board, it's pretty even. There was really no benefit from applying the vellum total into a non-reniform infested field, as would be expected. And we can see here that our highest yielding variety here in this non-reniform infested field was the Phytogen 444. Looking next, the green bar here shows what the cotton yield was for each variety in the reniform infested field, but when no vellum total was applied. And we see a sharp decrease from all of these, across the board of all of these varieties, we saw a sharp decrease in the yield. Looking at this last bar shows when vellum total was added to that reniform field, how the yield was increased. And you see it was increased over the reniform field where the vellum total was not applied. However, there was not a case where we got the yield back up to what we saw in the non-reniform infested field. We still had a little bit of a decrease in all of the yields here. Looking just between the two fields in general, accounting for all the different varieties, we did see about a 41% reduction here, and worked out to be about 1.1 bells per acre. All the yield data that's shown here is in the amount of seed cotton harvested per acre. So I used a 40% turnout across all the varieties just to standardize that to judge the number of bells per acre that we would have expected to see. Worked out to be about a $439 loss per acre just from planting in the reniform infested field versus the non-infested field. Looking between the two fields and what the nematicide did in both fields, we can see that again in the field that was not infested with the reniform nematode, we had no significant effect from the vellum total treatments, as would be expected. In the reniform infested field, we do see that when the vellum total was applied, we had a significant increase over when it was not applied in that field. You see that in the non-infested field, we had about a 2.8 to 2.9 bells per acre harvest. In the nematode infested field, we had a sharp decrease there when no nematicide was applied. It was about 1.2 bells per acre was lost. When the vellum total was applied, we did gain about 1 bell per acre over when it was not. However, we did not get back up to that about 2.8, 2.9 bells per acre range. Looking at the effects of the cultivar, we see that we had two varieties here, the Delta Pine 1522 and the Phytogen 444, which were our highest yielding across the board during this test. We can see that they were significantly increased over several of the other varieties. A little bit of a conclusion of this reniform testing. The cotton in the infested field yielded about 1,400 pounds worth of seed cotton less than what was seen in the reniform infested field. It was about a 1.6 bell per acre reduction when there was no nematicide applied. When vellum total was applied, we saw that there was still about a 0.6 bell reduction compared to the uninfested field. The highest yields were again observed on Delta Pine 1522 and Phytogen 444. The application of vellum total, that we can see this slight increase here, was due to about a 93% reduction in our reniform nematode numbers. Moving now on to the root knot nematode testing. Again, this was done in our South Alabama location, pretty much the same setup. We had one field infested with the root knot nematode and one field here that was not infested with the root knot nematode. We had a few different varieties here. We did have five varieties that were similar between the two tests here. And I would just like to point out that in this root knot testing, we had two varieties, the Delta Pine 1747 and the 1639, that are known to be root knot resistant, to look at how those performed against the others. Nematode samples were taken in the same way, again, at 44 days after planting. The statistics was performed the same. Looking between the fields, again, the population densities, we see that when vellum total was applied, again, we saw that reduction in the number of root knot eggs per gram of root that were found. In this case, it worked out to be about a 52% reduction in that number of eggs. Across the board, we didn't see any significant changes in the number of root knot nematodes. We did see some numerical differences here. Of course, our two nematode-resistant varieties here were among our lowest, as well as the Stoneville 6182 and the Cropland 3885. Looking at the yield, we see again here the non-root knot field. When the vellum total is added, we don't see much of a benefit to applying this in a non-root knot field. We didn't see the yield reduction in this field that would have been expected and that we saw in the reniform nematode testing. You can see that in the root knot field we had pretty similar yields with and without the vellum total. But in every case where the vellum total was applied in this root knot field, we did see an increase over where it was not applied in the root knot field. You look here between the two fields, root knot infested and the non-infested, we see we had pretty much the same yields here, no significant change, about 3 bales an acre for both fields. Looking where the vellum total was tested, we didn't see a change in the non-root knot field again, but in the root knot infested field, we did see that the vellum total gave us a significant increase in yield of about 0.2 bales per acre over where the vellum total was not applied. And looking across the different varieties in this testing, our Delta Pine 1646 and our Stoneville 5115 yielded our highest during all of this testing. So the yield for this test, we did not see that reduction that we saw in the reniform testing. However, we did see when vellum total was added, we got about a 0.2 bale increase over where it was not applied in the root knot infested field. The highest yields were again seen on Delta Pine 1646 and Stoneville 5115. And again, we saw about a 52% reduction in the root knot nematode numbers where the vellum total was applied. Quick reference slide, and at this time, I'll take any questions that you have. Yes, ma'am. Did I have that wrong? Is that not a resistant variety? Right. I sincerely apologize then. Right. Then I apologize. That was my mistake somewhere along the way. I got to typing out that data and must have typed it in wrong. I apologize. Yes, sir. I think it had more to do with the environmental conditions of the two locations. In the South Alabama location, we had excess amounts of rain this year. We ended up getting planted very late because of the rain. The field was flooded in the early season. We couldn't get a tractor through it, so the late planting. And after we planted again, we had just continuous rain throughout the season, and we just didn't see the damage that we typically would see from a root knot nematode test in that field. Yes, sir. They were sprayed for thrips and any other sprays for other diseases or insects that were needed throughout the year. Yes, sir. It varied between the seeds. It was just the standard insect. You're talking about the seed treatment or what was used? The seed treatments that came with it was just whatever came from the companies that varied between the different varieties. And the sprays for thrips were left up to the station managers at each location as to what they sprayed. I'd have to look back at my notes. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head what was sprayed. Yes, sir. The populates the highest populations that we saw? The data that we had here was by per gram of root. The highest that we saw in the reniform field, I believe, was about 4,000 nematodes per gram of root. In the root knot field, I believe we were about 500 root knot per gram of root, so it wasn't extremely high in the root knot field. Just what happened to be this year. Right. And I don't have that data here to be honest with you. We did take some samples at the beginning of the season from each field, but I couldn't tell you off right off the top of my head what those were per amount of soil.